Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, my goodness. You know what? President Trump, he is the president of the people. Well, let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know what? President Trump, he keeps rising to the occasion. And the Democrats, they don't know how to respond to it. So they make up stuff as much as possible, constantly trying to make it look like President Trump is not for the American people, specifically black people. But they do this constantly, right? Well, President Trump, he shows up to these different locations and a whole bunch of black people seem to always embrace President Trump. And the Democrats, they cannot stand it. They cannot stand it. And I'm like, what is it that this is what the Democrats are doing right now? They're wondering, like, what is it that we're doing wrong? What is it? Why is it that the black people keep supporting President Trump? Why is it the American people keep supporting President Trump? What is the problem? What are we doing wrong? Because the Democrats keep saying that President Trump is racist. They keep saying that he's narcissistic. He's a womanizer. He's against the American people. But every time the American people show up around President Trump, they all embrace him. What is that about? Really think, just think about that. Just think about that. Why is that the case? Well, you know why it's the case? Because the American people, you're not buying it any longer. We are not buying it. Just think about that. I mean, really? Really? And you know what? I've been supporting President Trump ever since he was running against Hillary Rodham Clinton. And every time the Democrats do something else extra to President Trump, every time they do something extra to President Trump, it just puts me in a position to want to support him even more. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure, I'm willing to bet many of you are the same way. That you're all about supporting President Trump, especially when they do all these fraudulent indictments. They got these 90-something charges against them. They make up these civil suits against President Trump, all trying to occupy him, trying to tie him up, trying to keep him away. Right? You understand what I'm saying? This is what they're doing. So let me share this first thing with you that I have. This is about President Trump. And President Trump always rising to the occasion, and President Trump being who he is really, really remarkable because he's such a stand-up guy. Listen to this. Go ahead and make this full screen, and we'll just play this. Watch this.
It is Barack Obama who corrupts the Justice Department. It is Hillary Clinton who routinely breaks the law and gets away with it. And now we have Joe Biden who's learned. He's learned from Obama that doesn't matter what you do, if you're a liberal Democrat, you will not be prosecuted. He learned from Hillary that a person in high public office can get millions and millions of dollars. And they learned from watching Donald Trump that a true outsider willing to take on the entire system could destroy their entire machine. So what you're seeing across the country is a desperate last-ditch effort by a corrupt machine to destroy their most dangerous opponent.
What you're witnessing is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. These are ridiculous indictments, and all they're doing is hoping for massive election interference. Our enemies want to stop me because I am the only one who's going to be able to stop them. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. We have one chance to save it, and that chance is called 2024.
One chance to save it.
It is Barack.
One chance to save it. Let me put this back up here, right here. And I want to put the scene right here, right there. Split screen it for me. This is we have one chance. This is it right here. Split screen it for me. This is one chance. We have one chance to save this country. This is it right here. This is after this, if we do not save the country as the American people, we are done. We have one chance, and this is it. This November, we have one chance. We got one job. As American people, we have one job, and that is to fight for this country. Because if we don't fight for the country, everything else that we're trying to hold on to dear life for is going to go away. Because the Democrats already said it. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. What does that mean? It means that they're going to come in and take every single thing away from us, the American people. Everything. You won't even have rights over your children any longer. They're already working on that. You won't have anything. But that was such a great video. I wanted to share it. I want to share another one with you. That's such a great video. Like, again, the left, the government, state media, the Democrats, they all want us to believe that the American people are not supporting President Trump. But then you get videos like this to hit the surface. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this was the first time when they indicted President Trump in Georgia. But I just want to share this with you again. This is something that the liberal media will never play. The government state media don't want you to even know that this even exists. They all want you to believe that President Trump hates black people, when we all know it's not true. We know it's not true.
Yeah, the takeover is a movement worldwide. They finna bring Donald Trump in. Y'all see? Y'all see? That ain't deep, bro. That ain't deep, bro. Finna bring that boy Trump. Finna bring that boy Trump. Y'all see it, man. Which one are you in, though?
Yeah, this is in Georgia, isn't it? They're all screaming free Trump. And these are black people out in the street showing their support for President Donald J. Trump.
I'm talking about they got everybody.
This doesn't happen for Biden. I've never seen this happen for Biden.
Look at that Trump, though.
And black people showing up saying, "Welcome, Mr. President Donald J. Trump." This is happening. This happened in Georgia. But you don't see none of this happening for Joe Biden. Never have I seen this happen for Joe Biden. But they would like for everybody to believe that more black people are supporting Joe Biden. You know, actually, I saw a chart earlier today, Shannon. I should have got that screenshot of it. And it was a screenshot showing that, black people, Asian people, Hispanics, all support the Democrat Party over the Republican Party. And one section of the chart, it showed white people. And it said white people supporting the Republican Party over the Democrat Party. And I'm like, you know, I really don't believe that chart. Because the chart is actually saying that black people, Hispanic people, and Asian people are too stupid to realize that the Democrat Party is not for them. That's what the chart is saying. Why in the world would you support an organization, a party, a group that's not even for your best interest?
I mean, I think people are starting to wake up to that, right? I mean, I think they're starting to go, wait a minute, you know, what have they done for us?
What have they done for us?
Yeah. What have they? I mean, I think that's what they're starting to ask. And they're saying, wait a minute, they're treating him like he's an enemy, just like they treat us like we're the enemy, right? So it becomes relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. It becomes completely relatable. Everyone, you know what? The Democrat Party have been doing black people so bad and so dirty for the longest. Everyone is no longer buying it. Here's another great example. Here's a video that has gone completely viral. And then some. And of course, this is what you call, or this is what the left, black people on the left, black progressives, this is what they call sellouts. Look at all the black people that are here at this event. It's a Chick-fil-A. President Trump is right there. You can see him on the left side, on the other side of the screen there. President Trump is down there, and this black woman, he's talking to this black woman, and what he says to the black woman next disrupts everything of the Democrat Party.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Look at that. Right there, he says, come give me a hug. And she runs up there and hugs him. Look at that. Look at that. She runs over there. And because President Trump says it, the Secret Service doesn't stop her. She runs over there and she embraces President Trump. This shot right here, and there's been multiple angles of this right here. And you see everyone got their phones up taking this picture. There's been multiple angles of this. And every single Democrat that sees this picture is upset because, for one, it's a black woman. See, the Democrat Party has it in their mind that they actually control the black woman and they expect the black woman to control the black man. This is such an awesome, awesome scene. Awesome scene. And I don't know if y'all can hear. Let me play it again, because what she says, she's telling President Trump not to listen to the government state media. She leaves that government state media. But she tells President Trump not to listen to the media. We support you.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
See that? Don't believe the media, President Trump. We support you. And he says, come give me a hug. Leave it full screen, because I want to share something that I played, that I did last night. I just happened to go to Chick-fil-A and I got me a shake, you know, and I said, thank you, President Trump, for the shake, even though I bought it myself. But I still said, thank you, President Trump. And, you know, I put this on X, and I can't tell you how many people got angry with me. A lot of black people got. But you know what? Overwhelmingly, more people were like, man, this is so good. Watch.
Yes, Mr. President. Don't listen to the lying government state media. We got your back. And also, thank you for the shake. The chocolate shake at that. My man.
So I put that on X. And last time I looked, it was at 178,000 views on X. Let me go look.
I actually made Will play that today because I was like, that is so hilarious.
Sorry. It's at 148,000 views right now.
I mean, you actually legitimately made people mad. Oh, you know, it's so ridiculous. People
they got mad
are
because
mad.
Of a shake.
I'm sure that young
you know
lady...
what? You know why they got mad? You know what? Because I said it was chocolate.
Oh, stop.
Maybe I should have said it was vanilla.
Is that
maybe
really
they
why they got mad? Is that really it? Did they mention
they just
it was
got
chocolate?
Mad because I said thank you, President Trump, and we support him. That's what it really comes down to. And because we're you and I, majority of the people in this country, we're no longer listening to the lying media.
I was gonna say, I think they're more mad because they're still in the dark. See, you're not in the dark anymore. That exactly. young lady in yes. Chick-fil-A, she's not in the dark, and they can't understand it. They can't comprehend it.
They can't grasp
it. So they're mad at what they don't understand.
Yeah, they right? can't grasp the fact that black people, specifically black people, are supporting President
because,
Trump.
Because, and honestly, he was taking pictures with a whole bunch of black people. They were like, oh, Trump, I want to take a picture with you. He was like, come on.
He is a people's person.
Yep.
He is the president of the people.
Would you say going into Georgia like that is almost like going into the Bronx?
It kind of is because, you know, a lot of people, they see Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia specifically, and they call it the chocolate city.
Yeah.
And they call it the chocolate city because primarily the people in Atlanta, they are black. They are. Primarily, they are black. They're black in Atlanta. And all of these black people supporting President Trump, I mean, really, think about that. Think about that. This is good.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I want to bring on a special guest to talk about some of the issues that we've been seeing all across the country, and primarily like in places like New York. You know, the police officers all across the country, they've been getting attacked by Transtifa. I'm going to go ahead and say Transtifa, BLM, all of these hateful anti-racist groups, because that's exactly what they are. Well, today, my special guest is Dan Wilson. He's running for Kootenai County Sheriff in Kootenai County, Idaho. Dan is running against the incumbent Republican sheriff and has come up against some of the really interesting pushback from the local Republicans. Imagine that, really getting pushback from local Republicans. Kind of make you think, what kind of Republicans are we talking about here? Considering he is a conservative and has constitutional values. Sir, thank you so much for joining me.
Will, thank you so much for bringing me on, and thanks for the opportunity to speak to you about liberty.
Yes, absolutely. You know, let me ask you this. What kind of pushback are you getting from in your bio, you says you're conservative, you believe in the Constitution, you support the Constitution. I would at least hope so, you know, wanting to be the sheriff, yeah. You would, you know, believe in the Constitution. So what kind of pushback would you be getting from the Republicans? I can understand it coming from Democrats. I call them Democrats because of the demonic stuff that they do. But I can understand getting pushback from them. But why would you get pushback from Republicans? Aren't we supposed to be unified?
Yeah, well, great, great question. And a little history going back to the 90s when I was college age, I actually was on the board of the Young Republicans in my local community. I've been a Republican my entire life. I'm now running as an independent because the central committee that currently is in control of the Republican right wing in Idaho has been infiltrated, from my opinion. And so when I first came out in December of last year to announce that I was running, I thought I was going to be talking about my ideas on how things can be better. I thought as Republicans, we all were guaranteed the right to challenge our current elected officials and to spread our message. And if our message is something that appeals to the people, then we let the voters decide. But right out of the gates, I was not attacked by the local community that has no stake in politics. In fact, I was continually ambushed by local Republicans that were part of the establishment that did not like the fact that I was challenging their sheriff. They want a king. They don't want anybody else to come in and dethrone him.
Let me ask you this, because we see all of the the attacks on police officers today, and I'm pretty sure you're aware of the police officers that were attacked in New York City, and then they were let go even after giving the cameras the number one, telling the number one on camera. Yeah. Why would anyone want to be a police officer today? I mean, they have to run. I mean, even you. I mean, right? And now I understand there's some people. Now, I'll just let you answer, because I think I know why you would want to be a police officer today. Anybody. Yeah. I think I know why, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, I would first of all say that if you are in law enforcement, the vast majority of those who serve do it because they have a calling. It's no different than a calling if you were called to be a minister or a teacher or something else that is noble. We have forgotten that many times in our country today in law enforcement all across the country, to where people are now joining because they want a career versus the solemn duty to serve and protect people's rights to life, liberty, and property. But let me tell you, I don't think we've ever seen a time such as we are right now where law enforcement is universally hated and at the same time worshiped. And there has to be a happy medium between the both. And I think that, you know, to be a cop today is a noble thing, but we have an even harder job to do because with an anti-law enforcement environment across the country, our county happens to be more the other way where they're more pro-law enforcement, but people still that we are serving and protecting must be interacted with the utmost respect to them. And at the same time, we have to be extremely capable of violence if somebody were to try to take somebody else's life.
Yeah. You know, every time I go someplace and I see police officers and they're having lunch, what have you, just, you know, standing somewhere, I make it a point to always say thank you for your service. Awesome. Because men and women that put on that uniform every single day, they go out and they have to deal with stupid people. Yeah. They have to still deal with the stupidity. I mean, it is what it is, yeah. Right? Because, yeah. And they want to go home just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And there's I don't believe that there's enough respect, especially from those on the left. And here's something else that I always bring up too. When I go around, I went to California, been to DC, been to New York, and I talk to police officers, and I'm always asking them this question. And I'm going to ask you, when it comes to those on the left and the right, why do police officers want to ride down the middle? Now, and I get it. Every time I ask this question, police officers say, well, we want to be neutral. Mm-hmm. Well, when you have the left wanting to defund police officers, you have the left saying disarm police officers. You have the left that's actually encouraging people to harm police officers. How do you be neutral to that?
Well, I think at the line level, if you call the police and you get an officer or a deputy showing up at your house, they're there to do one specific function, and that is to serve whatever the call for service is. And so you don't want at that level law enforcement talking about their politics. However, when it comes to command staff level, the leaders of the agencies, they should be speaking truth. And I don't call it picking a side. I call it speaking truth. As much as I love conservative values and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, truth matters. And sometimes that's not convenient for the right as much as it is for the left. But nonetheless, right. No matter what, truth must be continually talked about and promoted over above all else.
I completely agree. But in our world today, I mean, it's difficult to know what a woman is. I'm just saying.
You know? I know what a woman is.
I mean, I would hope so. Being a police officer, yeah. You should be able to determine.
I'm married to a woman.
That's a man. Yeah. I mean, because you're going to use different force for a woman than you would for a man. I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, what are the first things that you want to do as the sheriff?
Yeah. Well, the thing that I've saw lacking is in 2020, with the event of COVID, we saw an end run around the Constitution. We saw folks that were attempting to usurp our rights as protected under the Bill of Rights. And at the same time, we were being told to stay home and you're not essential and, you know, maintain 6 feet of distance. You can't go see loved ones in medical facilities, on and on and on it goes. At the same time, they were allowing terrorists to burn and loot cities and assault good citizens, and they weren't wearing masks. They weren't social distancing. We saw two tiers of justice. Now, I believe that behind all of this was globalists, And the globalists are merely those around the world and even in our own country that do not want America to continue as it has these last 248 years. So the very first thing that I think that we should have been doing 4 years ago when Joe Biden took office, right on the heels of COVID, is we should have been getting our local counties ready for the next attempt to get rid of the Constitution. So the way that I feel that we could do that in Kootenai County is we need to be united. The entire county must be united. And you do that through the lawful means of a citizen's posse. And the sheriff has the ability to form a posse, and we get those posse members ready for all sorts of response to any kind of event, whether it's man-made or natural disaster, people of all different walks of life and experiences and professions. So that's the very first thing that I'm going to be focusing on, is getting a citizen's posse ready for what-if scenarios. And along with that, we're going to also bring in a reserve deputy program to bolster up and augment our current deputies. And I'm also going to be looking at auditing the sheriff's department from top to bottom with a forensic audit, because we really need to find out where the money's been going and whether or not we're truly respecting the taxpayers by how the money's being spent and how much federal dollars.
You know, that's really good. And I love the fact that you want to get the public involved, because there's such a great push right now by the left. And I have to go ahead and bring it in left again, that to want to disarm the population. They want to do away with the Constitution. They don't want you to be able to have Second Amendment rights. And we already know, for example, I'm sitting right now in my studio, and if someone came to my studio to try to harm me, it's going to take minutes before the police officers are able to get here. In the meantime, I would like to be able to defend myself, but there's people on the left that want to prevent me being able to defend myself. And that's really what I'm really thankful about. I talked to police officers here in my neck of the woods. I'm in Texas, and they go, no, we highly encourage you to be able to protect yourself and your family. Yeah. You know, call us. We'll come as soon as we can get there. But in the meantime, you know, defend yourself. And that's a really good thing. I'm really thankful for people like you wanting to get the community to be involved. And at the same time, you get the people get more informed by doing so.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And remember, government was originally formed to secure people's rights. Mm. We believed in America in the beginning, the right to life, liberty, and property. And it's broken down on the laws of nature and nature's God, where all men are created equal under God. We have equal value to God. God gives us these rights. Government does not grant us rights, but our government, our form of government, was set to put a limit on the things that government can do, or on how they can, you know, what they must not do to deprive us of these rights. Now, every human being has a right to defend their lives and the lives of their loved ones. And the Second Amendment is absolutely non-negotiable. And I like the fact that men like you and women across this great country believe in personal protection. In Kootenai County, where I reside, my belief is that every citizen that can lawfully do so should own a firearm. They should be trained, and they should be carrying at all times. I want Kootenai County to be the most armed per population in the entire country, because I think that a well-armed society is a safe society. However, personal liberty, being somebody that loves dangerous liberty over certain security, I also believe that it's every individual's duty, if you're going to be armed, to invest in yourself by learning how to effectively and efficiently, safely use that firearm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming on and having a discussion with me, and I wish the best of luck to you. Let's tell everyone how they can support you, because right now we all need support. And we want to support people that's going to adhere to the Constitution, especially the sheriff. Yeah. So tell everyone how they can connect with you.
Will, thank you so much. You can go to my website, theidahosheriff.com. From there, you can find more about me and my platform, what I stand for. You can find different media, such as the show that Will's invited me on here. You can also find me on all the social media platforms, The Idaho Sheriff, Dan Wilson. Look, everybody, we did not descend from fearful men, but we descended from courageous men who understood the times. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And right now, wherever you are, your duty is to uphold their sacred honor. Do the right thing. Stay of good courage. Do the right thing, and may God bless you all.
Yep. God bless. So everybody that's watching this in Idaho, if you know someone in Idaho, let's help this young man get elected. We need more people that believe in the Constitution. Thank you so much, Dan.
Will, God bless you. Take care, sir.
God bless you. All right. Take care. Okay, everybody. We'll be right back.
It's a bill, MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Everybody, thank you so much for being back with us. Before I tell you about something that I've been doing, and let me tell you again about this great deal that's happening right now on MyPillow.com. Let's show the MyPillow.com. That's my bad. I brought up the Pamper of Grace at first, but I want to talk about this great deal. And you know what? I don't push the MyPillow products as much as I should. And I don't know why. I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, Mike Lindell has great products. Mike Lindell is American-based company, and that's what I'm all about. I used to always wonder when I first started doing this, just to give you a little recap here. When I first started doing multimedia, social media, you know, doing videos, talking about the news and stuff like that, and I started selling T-shirts, and my first T-shirts, and I was using this company. And a lot of the T-shirts, they were said, made in China. Made in China. I'm just being honest with everybody. Made in China. And I'm like, and it bothered me because my website is called UniteAmericaFirst.com. That's my website. But all these T-shirts and everything said made in China. And I'm like, but I want an American company so it can say made in the USA. I've been looking for that. And then Mike Lindell, he was having issues, and I was living in California at the time. They hated Mike Lindell because he was supporting President Trump, and they started removing him from different stores. I think the first one they removed him from was, what was the name of that? Bed Bath & Beyond. They first removed Mike Lindell from there, and I was like, you know, I'm sitting there looking at it, and I actually sent the email to Mike Lindell's team. I don't know if they ever received that email, but I sent the email saying, is there a way that I can sell the MyPillow products? This was way before Mike Lindell started doing it with, you know, the promo codes with the influencers and stuff like that. Way before, when it first happened, I had to say that I was the very first person to reach out to Mike Lindell about it. And then about two years later, I actually talked to a representative with Mike Lindell, and I got my own promo code. And the first one was what you see at the top of the screen there. It says Unite One. And then I changed it to Will because Mike Lindell goes, well, you know, your promo code could be Will. And ever since then, I made my promo code. It's actually both of them. But I always say this, use promo code Will to get the best deal. Sounds a lot better. Helps you remember, too.
It actually does.
The best deal, use promo code Will. But right now, look at this. $25? I mean, this is like unheard of.
And you know what,
really quick,
yeah.
The reason why I brought up talking about American-based businesses selling products, before when I first looked at it, it was so expensive, extremely expensive. But this is like a deal. You're getting a steal using promo code WILL. Let me see how I did that.
But really likes that.
On a serious note, you can't beat this. And Mother's Day and Father's Day is getting ready to come up. Mm. This is the great opportunity for you to take advantage of this.
And not only that, Will, but it's summertime. And I don't know if people know, but MyPillow has some great items for summer, like these men's white slide sandals, $9.50 right now.
That's with promo code Will. My goodness. See, right. Use promo code Will and you get the greatest deal on this steal.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's really a steal.
And then there's the two-pack.
Wait a minute. It's almost like, I mean, I'm so excited about it because I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like paying just for the
shipping and handling and mm-hmm. you get it for free almost.
Yeah. And
using
then
promo code Will.
And then you got the two-pack multi-use MyPillows. That's perfect for traveling. Right now, people are getting ready to travel. It's summertime, yep. Right? And then, Will, these beach towels, I'm not kidding when I say this is an awesome beach towel. It's soft. The colors are vibrant. We only got one, and everyone fights over it. It's like the first towel everybody wants. We need to get more. And at $25, I think we'll do that. But yeah.
Is it $25 for one beach towel?
Yeah.
Really? You know, when you go to the store and you buy beach towels, they can be really, really expensive. And this beach towel
is really soft.
It's extremely
soft. It's really nice. It washes well.
And it's large.
Like, I know sometimes.
It has enough space for Will to get on it and then some.
Sometimes when you get towels and, you know, you've been at the beach and you wash them a couple times or by a pool, if you have a pool, chlorine gets on them, they start to not wash so well.
You know why I think they're so big?
This one washes well.
Yeah, you know why I think the beach towels are so big?
Why?
Because Mike Lindell is a tall man.
Yeah.
He's a tall man. Is. And you can't give Mike Lindell a little beach towel. It's not going to work. So, I mean, it's not going to work.
I'm not a big person and I don't want a small beach towel. So I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm just saying the beach towels, they swallow me up.
Yeah.
You know, so and I think Mike Lindell said, well, I want a beach towel. So if he just picks up one himself, it's going to be one that's going to accommodate him. And that's what I really like about it. Cause I've never known for somebody to want a small beach towel in the first place. For me, it's almost like a blanket. it is really big for me, right? It's really big. And like I said, Mike Lindell, he's a tall, tall man. And of course, let me tell you also about the Pamper with Grace. This is something that I've been doing here lately. And my hair has been growing back as a result of me taking this elixir. I take one every night, but a couple hours before I go to bed. I've been taking this every night, and it's really been helping me as far as my hair growing back. This is something that I never expected to happen. And like I mentioned before, I was just like, my hair is going to go. I'm going to chop it all off. But then I started taking this, not even thinking about it, working in that area of my head. And it started working. And I'm like really excited about it. Now, with that said, everybody's different. Again, I wasn't even expected to helping my hair, but everybody's different. So it may help you where it's not helping me. Does that make sense? For me, I'm only talking about and promoting it because it's absolutely helping me. And Shannon, she got the biggest benefit out of this that I could ever heard of. She steals them from me. That's how big her benefit is.
I mean, I think your hair growing back is actually pretty big, right? Because that's how you look at yourself and perceive yourself. But I mean, nobody knew I was having hot flashes except the people that knew me well.
Oh, I knew. Oh, we knew well, here in the studio.
You knew I was having hot flashes, right? But yeah, and so now my hot flashes literally went away in 6 days. But now, well, I can attest too that my hair now is getting softer and it feels thicker. It is different now that I've been on it for about a month and a half. But I have less fatigue. I'm starting to sleep better through the night. And you know what, ladies, I'm not kidding when I say this. The appearance of cellulite on my legs is softened, right? You don't see, because you know, you get older. I don't care, skinny, not skinny, all women, we see cellulite, men too. And this actually makes it softer and you don't see the cellulite as much. So that's a huge benefit. Go ahead and get yours, pamperwithgrace.com. Make sure you subscribe. You save then. You can cancel anytime. Yep. 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't go wrong.
That's the way to do it. If you want to save on this and even trying it for the first time, do the subscription at pamperwithgrace.com. And Amtrak Train on Rumble says, Shannon, stay out of my stash. I love it. I love it. We'll be right back.
All right.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us again. Let me tell you about this really quick. This is a book that I have, Understanding the End Time, and you can get it at endtime.com/will. If you want to know more information about what's happening in Israel, how is this going to affect us here in the United States of America, and how is it going to affect our world? If you go to endtime.com/will, you can pick up this wonderful book, Understanding the End Time. It's real important that you have the information so you will be knowledgeable when you're talking to different people about it. And a lot of people wonder, like, this eclipse, what does this have to do with the end times? Well, all of it is predestined, I believe, what the Bible tells us. 100%. And if you want to get on the up and up and have more information about what's happening, please go to endtime.com/will. Check it out today. Let's talk about free speech if we can really quick. You know, free speech is something that is, I would like to say, on the rise, but free speech is actually getting dwindled because of the Democrats not wanting you to be able to say what you have on your mind, on your heart. They want to crush free speech. Now, the U.S. Constitution tells us that we have freedom of the press. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom to assemble peacefully. Right. And that's exactly what happened on January the 6th. People were peacefully assembling until they started shooting pepper spray and rubber bullets at people that were not doing anything, just standing around. And I'm willing to bet that order came from Nancy Pelosi. Shoot at them. Shoot at them. Right. And they followed orders. They should have never done it. If the police officers never would have shot the tear gas on that day, it wouldn't have been all chaotic. They would have just been out there protesting, just standing there, and then eventually they all would have went home because that's where conservatives are. We're not the type that wants to destroy anything. We are not. Well, this young lady, Catherine Heritage, right? I first saw her when she was on, she was on Fox News. I remember watching her on Fox News many years ago. And then she went to other networks. Well, come to find out, when she had information about the Hunter Biden laptop, they wanted her to reveal her sources. But being a journalist, and because of the Constitution, you don't have to. Like, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. They wanted her resource so they can go arrest that person and shut that person up. Because apparently the information that she was getting was 100% valid. And because it's 100% valid and it's against Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, they want to hurt her and they want to hurt anybody who's actually presenting the truth.
When you go through major life events, as I have in recent weeks, losing your job, losing your company health insurance, having your reporting files seized by your former employer, and being held in contempt of court gives you clarity. The First Amendment, the protection of confidential sources and a free press are my guiding principles. They are my North Star. When I was laid off in February, an incident reinforced in my mind the importance of protecting confidential sources. CBS News locked me out of the building and seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including confidential source information. Multiple sources said they were concerned that by working with me to expose government corruption and misconduct, they would be identified and exposed. I pushed back, and with the public support of my union, SAG-AFTRA, the records were returned. CBS's News' decision to seize my reporting records crossed a red line that I believe should never be crossed again by any media organization in the future.
Let me stop it really quick. You know, hearing this is when the federal government should step in and say, no, stop this immediately. But they're not doing this. Where's the DOJ? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Well, where's these three-letter acronyms in the federal government that's supposed to uphold the Constitution? And this is the very first one. The very first one, freedom of the press. They should be protecting her instead of attacking her.
I mean, well, doesn't it seem interesting that what's happening in Brazil, right, with them targeting people on the platforms, which we now know we've been targeted as well. And then, of course, in the government state media, they're getting targeted too. There's a reason why they don't care. It's because they're part of the problem. DOJ, they're part of the problem. There's no coincidence that this is about the Biden laptop and she loses her job. There's no coincidence.
There's no coincidence. And the most interesting thing is that she's working for a news organization,
right,
that supposedly is the press.
Right.
And they're not fighting for her.
Right.
They fired her. They targeted her.
I mean, they don't care about her. In the world? They don't care about us.
It's the government state media. Listen.
The litigation and being held in contempt have taken a toll on me and my career. This is not a battle you can fight alone. I am grateful for the support of fellow journalists and multiple First Amendment organizations, including the Reporters Committee for Press Freedom, the Freedom of the Press Foundation, the Coalition for Women in Journalism, the Knight First Amendment Institute, the Society of Professional Journalists, as well as the Columbia Journalism School, of which I am a graduate. I have also been fortunate to have the support from my former employer as I continue to fight this case. Not many journalists could count on a former employer, in this case, Fox News, to support a costly and vigorous defense of the First Amendment. That is why the Press Act comes at the right time when independent journalism and news platforms are expanding opportunities for reporting diverse voices that strengthen our democracy. I know I join many journalists who are encouraged by the recent comments of the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said he hopes to have the legislation through the Senate and on the president's desk this year.
Now, I wouldn't count on Chuck Schumer doing anything helping the Constitution. Now, she's being nice in the hope that Chuck Schumer will do it, but I wouldn't hold my breath at all when it comes to Chuck Schumer. Is there anybody watching right now that believes that Chuck Schumer would do anything to help her? I don't think so. I absolutely don't think so, especially because this is about the Hunter Biden laptop. The Hunter Biden, you know, the same Hunter Biden laptop that was supposed to be Russian disinformation. Remember that? It was supposed to be Russian disinformation.
The only reason why I can say that he would even say he's helping her is because it's election year.
100%, Russia.
The only reason. No,
there it is. Yeah, I meant to do that.
Russia.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Russian disinformation.
Oh, yeah, the laptop.
Laptop. Yeah, Russian disinformation, but then come to find out it wasn't
Russia.
Disinformation. It was actual factual information that she was reporting on, and they wanted her to give up her sources. We're no longer in the United States of America. If they're getting away with this, if they're doing this, this is no longer the United States of America. And I would gladly for have you to prove me wrong. And the interesting, like Shannon just mentioned, that Brazil, right? Brazil, they are doing the same thing that the Biden regime is doing and that the commies here in the United States of America are doing, shutting down their political rivals, shutting down anyone who goes against the establishment, shutting down anybody who does not comply with their evil edicts. Listen to this one. This is a gentleman that's in Brazil, which he's probably going to end up being disappeared. He's probably going to end up losing his position. Well, good for him for speaking up. And he's actually talking highly of Elon Musk. They're probably going to go after him next because they're saying Elon Musk, he's actually committing a crime in Brazil by not taking down people's viewpoints.
Uma mensagem pro Mr. Elon Musk. My name is Eduardo Giral. I am a senator from Brazil. By the state of Ceará. I speak from the plenary of the Senate of this country now to thank you for your support for free speech in Brazil. Your positions against authoritarian decisions are reinforcement to the return of democracy in Brazil and an answer to the prayers of Brazilian people who were always known for their joy and vibrant spirit, but now are suffocated of fear. Your actions serve as a flame of hope. Thank you very much, Mr. Elon Musk.
Thank you very much, Mr. Elon Musk. And Joe Biden just the other day was asked a question about Elon Musk allowing free speech to exist. And Joe Biden said, well, we're going to look into Elon Musk to see, basically, to see if we can stop him. You know, this whole thing with TikTok, that is part of it. The whole thing with TikTok, you know, suspending TikTok, breaking the connection between TikTok and China. Now, I'm all for China not having access into the United States of America the way they have it with TikTok, but I'm not for the way that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are pushing to try to disrupt our communications. I'm not for it that way. Now, you can dislike me about this, but I believe free speech should be free speech even when you say something that I don't like. See, for me, and I've been saying this for years, free speech starts for me when you talk about Will Johnson and Will Johnson doesn't like it. So like right now, you might not want to do this on here because some people don't feel the same way I do, but I believe that you should be able to say what you want to say about me. And my producer, like on Facebook, especially used to be on Facebook, not so much here lately because it's, I guess, because they're suppressing me on Facebook, but before, the trolls would get on there and they would just say the most despicable, nasty things about me. And me being who I am, I would engage with them. I would have a conversation with them. But my producer and some of the moderators that I had on Fascist Book, before I could even engage with them, she would block them. My moderators would block them. I got to the point, I said, look, if you're going to block him, at least take a screenshot so I can share him with people at some place, at some point. I have so many screenshots of people saying so many negative things about me, but that's their freedoms. See, me, I believe they have the freedoms. The reason why they would get blocked on those platforms because they would cause other problems. And that's the reason. So I can't complain about them blocking them. But on X, I mean, you should see some of the comments I receive on X, especially after I did the whole milkshake from Chick-fil-A. Oh, my goodness. There was one guy on there saying, you should, if you're going to support Trump, then just say you're going to support Trump. Don't try to say that you're supporting Trump because he gave you a milkshake. Completely missing the whole point of the video is that you and I, we're not believing the government state media. That's the whole point. President Trump, when he went into Chick-fil-A and the young lady said, President Trump, don't believe the lying government state media. Don't believe them. The point is, we don't believe them. We support you, President Trump. And instead of them focusing on the media lying to everybody, they're just focused on the milkshake. And that's the reason why I put that in there. Chocolate milkshake at that. And they couldn't stand it. They're highly angry with it. So if you're on X, connect with me on X. You go see what I'm talking about. I actually played the video earlier in today's broadcast. And I actually put that video on X late last night. And I was expecting not to go anywhere. But as of right now, it's at 148,000 views. And I'm really surprised it went that far because there's some tyrants that work at X that's been preventing a lot of my stuff from being seen. It is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, everybody, that is it for me. If you would, please still go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. I still have this lawsuit against Fascist Book because now they have taken away all of my monetization. They won't even remove what the hackers did to my page. They're saying that I'm the one that did it. How despicable is that? I didn't do it. They did it. They did it. And they know it. But they're leaving it there to hurt me. So uniteamericafirst.com, uniteamericafirst.com, because that's what we need to do. All right, everybody. God bless. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.